Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thanks for joining me again today for the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. This is another edition coming to you live on this Tuesday morning. I am your host. I'm always excited to be here with you. Today, my guest is coming to us from across the pond. My guest today is Raj Kadan. He's coming to us from the United Kingdom. He is the editor-in-chief of Keep Fit Kingdom, which is an online resource we're going to talk about. But he's also the founder of the 3-3 Metaverse breathing method that he uses to help people with insomnia. And that's really what we're going to be talking about today is, you know, how this can be useful. And hopefully you'll walk away with some really helpful tips. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Absolutely. Really looking forward to see how this conversation unfolds, Allison. Thank you.
Yeah, fabulous. So anyway, before we get into any of that, tell my audience a little bit about you. You do a lot of things. You've obviously been in the fitness industry for a while. You teach martial arts. We were talking about that. So introduce yourself.
Okay. I'll tell you a bit of a genesis backstory. It's quite colorful. It's quite unusual, but the reason why I'm telling this is because in a way I want, you know, people to kind of reconnect with their childhood dreams and the visions they had as children. I think that's so important nowadays, and people kind of they dismiss that and they have big ideas and big dreams and they just shove it under the rug, or they just think it's not possible. And I just want to, you know, tell people, like, you should have that childlike imagination.
Yeah.
And hook it into a dream and do something with it. Because when you die, I think you'll regret it terribly that you didn't do the thing that you really got in your heart.
We get one life. You know, we get one life, and yet we make up stories all the time why we can't do things, why things won't work, why it's not the right time or whatever. And it's like, we have to live our life intentionally.
Absolutely. It all started, I'll take you back a little bit. It all started when I was three years old. Going to the nursery for the first time. My mother takes me to the nursery, gets me enrolled and everything to the kindergarten. We check out the playground, check out the classrooms and everything. And then we ended up in the library. And I picked two books off the library bookshelf. And one was about dinosaurs and one was about planets. So the Thomas the Tank Engine, I didn't touch that. I didn't touch the Mr. Happy, Mr. Sad books or whatever it was. For whatever reason, the images of these books stayed so sharply etched in my memory, even till now. I can remember it like it's yesterday.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, and the imagery from these books have guided me far more than any education I've had.
Interesting. So you were obviously a visual learner from day one.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that. It just triggered something in my mind.
Interesting.
Maybe conscious content just resonated with that so deeply.
Yeah.
You know, and just to kind of dial in, why dinosaurs, why planets? Well, as a three-year-old, I was asking questions which are very strange. Like, how do animals evolve from being a crocodile to becoming a dog, to becoming a dolphin, to becoming an elephant? How do creatures become more sentient? How do they become more expressive and communicate and show higher and higher emotions like love and cooperation,
you
know, working together and things like that? I was thinking, how does that happen? When you become a human being, can a human being now, with effort and persistence and consistency, can they develop their own potential and brain and become even greater and bigger in their capacity? I was thinking And the answer, of course, is yes. You can.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, human beings, we are the most advanced being that lives on the planet, right? I mean, we have the highest level of consciousness. We're able to function at the highest level. But when you think about it, and you think about some of the animals that have been around for hundreds of years, thousands of years even, you know, there's some evolution there too.
Absolutely. But then when you come to a human being, you think, oh, how much can I liberate of my own energy?
Yeah.
And my consciousness? Right. How far can I go with this?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's a very liberating thought, because then you realize, if you come to that epiphany like I have, there is actually no limit. isn't any, which is incredible. But I guess everybody has to go on their own journey until they come to that realization that, hang on a minute, whatever framework I've been sold, it's nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's far more than this.
Yeah. So how did you go from that then? You obviously did that as a child and found that you were really interested in that, right? How did you evolve to where you are now, to where you've taught martial arts and you're the editor of the King Fit Kingdom, which is this amazing online resource and all the other things that you do?
Okay. I mean, I'll also talk about a tiny bit just to give context about the planets. Like, why was this planet thing such a big deal? And the reason was, we know we have these heavenly bodies in the solar system, as you know. We've got the Earth, a beautiful blue dot in the solar system. We've got Jupiter. We've got Saturn. We've got Mercury. We've got Venus. All these amazing planets doing their thing. And if you go on YouTube, you can look up Mars and see the rover satellite robots checking out, investigating Mars from NASA, of course. And after all this time, they still found no water, no plants, and no dinosaur remains or any bones or anything from any creatures ever. You're thinking to yourself, okay, I can see the red sky, I can see the red rock, but why is there an empty planet in the solar system? That doesn't make sense. A blue planet right next to it, it's full of life.
Yeah.
Planet Earth.
Right.
From top to toe.
Right.
Yeah. And Mars is an empty planet spinning around in the solar system. This thinking I was having for a long period of time, thinking, it doesn't make sense. Why is that? And what now are the forces that interplay with each other and interplay with human beings in terms of their electromagnetic characteristics that affect human life as well on the
moon? Right.
So I studied, as I got more mature, I studied anatomy, I got into sports, got heavily into weight training, martial arts, fitness, gymnastics, all that kind of stuff. And then I used to think about, there's so much stuff about the body that we don't know.
Yeah, it's very true. There's still a lot we don't know today, right?
Huge amounts.
Yeah.
Huge. Why do some people get sick quickly? Why do some people never get sick? Why are some people so strong and some people are so weak, can't even get out of bed, and others can run marathons and do it, at the drop of a hat, do triathlons, Ironmans and everything? And why is there all this difference? Why do some people recover quickly from illness or disease and others take ages?
Yeah.
Right? So this kind of stuff was preoccupying my mind. And when I used to go training, I used to realize that, it used to take me 2 days to recover, to clear out all the lactic acid after heavy weight training. Right. I used to think, this is compromising my life quality. How do I speed this up? So then I started studying, as well as studying anatomy, physiology, I started studying the breath as well, because we want to understand, what does the breath do? How does it affect the body? How does it affect the nervous system, the immune system, muscle, the joints?
And it does. It affects a lot. I mean, for obvious reasons. We need to breathe to live. But when we think about when we're stressed, when we're, hyper-reactive to some degree, when we're under a lot of pressure, sometimes one of the things we can do to really relax and calm ourselves is simply just to breathe, right?
Yes, correct. Right. And I'll tell you another interesting pivotal thing that happened. When I was 18, my mother took me to India for the first time. And I have to be honest, I was pretty arrogant and I was pretty obnoxious and rude because I had everything on my plate. Didn't have to do, have to work hard for anything. Everything was there for me. But when I went to India, a very strange thing happened. I meet an avatar. So are you familiar with the concept avatar?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people are, because James Cameron's film, Avatar, the Netflix series Last Airbender, all that stuff. So I meet a full-blown avatar at 18 years old. And he says to me, to my mind, son, he calls me son, you don't know why you're here. I know why you're here. I remember all the books you saw as a three-year-old. I'm the one who brought you here. And I'm like, oh my God, don't, seriously. And I realized that this being, he knew everything about me.
Fascinating.
Yeah. And, a lot of people have seen him. His name's Satya Sai Baba. You can look him up on YouTube and so on. So he turned my life completely upside down. He knew I was arrogant. He knew I was rude. He knew I was obnoxious. And he says, son, you don't know anything. You think you know something because you read some school books?
Well, welcome to the world today. There are a lot of people that think they know it all. They don't, right?
But Absolutely. He said, look, you don't know where you come from. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're supposed to do. You don't know what happens when you die, and you don't know how this earth was made. So he very kindly addressed me, son, you need to be humble and you need to learn.
Interesting. You probably needed to hear that. Maybe you didn't realize it at the time. I mean, I would imagine as an 18-year-old, you probably didn't want to hear it, but you knew, but obviously it was what you needed, right? I really believe in life that it's always interesting to me how when things happen, nothing ever happens by accident. You know, the things that happen that seem really significant in the moment, there's always a much greater reason for why that's happening, right? Absolutely. And just like, you know, I'll hear people say all the time, oh, well, this just happened out of the blue, or this just kind of fell in my lap, or, you know, whatever. And it's like, I don't believe that. I believe that everything is happening for a reason in our lives, you know?
Absolutely. Otherwise, you'd say there's no purpose, meaning to anything.
Right.
If you didn't
breathe. Yeah.
So
yeah, fast forward. He got you interested in breathing. You understood all of this. So let's fast forward and talk about the 3-3 metaverse method, because this is a big part of what you do. And it really helps people with insomnia, right?
Correct. And sleeping disorder. So I'm also a relationships coach for women.
Okay.
I've been doing it for 15 years. And what happened during the pandemic, I was already studying yoga and metaphysics, and I've been doing that for 25 to 30 years. So I was already studying advanced breathing techniques, breathing methods, as taught in the original yoga called Vedanta in India. And my clients, they were struggling with stress and anxiety and their inability to make relationships work, especially during the pandemic, because there was you couldn't physically meet that easily. So I would teach them breathing methods on the coaching calls on Zoom.
Right.
And they would do them and they say, yeah, that's really good, Raj. But then when they would go back to their normal life and they would come across a situation with a guy and it's not going well, they'd get in a real spin, in a tailspin, and then they would start panicking and start worrying. And I'd say, did you do the breathing techniques? Oh, I forgot. It was too hard. It's not part of my lifestyle. So the funny thing is, even though they're lawyers, some of them are therapists, some of them are teachers, coaching, and they still wouldn't do the breathing. Honest,
knowledge is not enough to change people's behavior. Ask anyone who's been smoking for years. They know it's not good for them, but they keep smoking.
Yeah.
Right? We're defined by our habits. So we have to learn the new habit in order for it to see the change in our life, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So then they'll realize that they're not going to do it. So what I did, I was already working with breathing methods. I decided to engineer something that would be simple and easy for almost literally anyone to remember.
Okay, great.
Yeah, did away with all the complexity, make it simple, make it pleasant, elegant, and smooth.
Perfect. Walk us through it real quick.
Shall we do it? Do you want to try it?
Walk me through it real quick. For anyone listening, this is how, you know, I just want people to be able to walk away with something that will help them.
Awesome. Okay, let's do that. So first, what you do for this method, you check your nostril flow first. So you block one nostril and breathe in and out a few times.
Okay.
You willing to, do you want to try it?
Oh, yeah. I guess I'll do it with you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Ready? We'll put you through it and you'll have an experiential whole experience within 1 minute.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
So in and out a few times. Block the other one.
Okay.
A few times. And then see if the ratio, is it balanced or is one more open than the other?
No, I feel like it's pretty balanced.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And on a scale of 1 to 10, Allison, what would you say you feel right now? 1 being terrible, 10 being amazing. What would you say you feel right now?
I'm probably about a 7 or an 8.
Okay. Yeah. Great. This method requires you to breathe in 3 parts through the nose.
Okay.
And I'll show you. And 3 parts out of the mouth.
Okay.
It's called the 3-3. So 3 in, 3 out.
Okay. All right.
Right. So it goes like this. Sniff, sniff, sniff.
Okay. So it's like you're breathing out in parts, right? Is that what you're saying? So like for people listening, you know, I'm trying to help them imagine how this works if they're listening. It's like you said, take the 3 sniffs, right?
Yes.
And then like imagine that you're breathing out in parts or pieces, right?
Correct. Okay. And the out breath, the exhalation is ha, ha, ha.
I got you.
But without the vocal cord. So it's like you're saying, ha ha ha, but without the vocal cord.
Okay, but without saying it. Okay, got you. Okay.
Correct. Okay. So sniff, 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 ha, 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 in a nice, gentle rhythm with a third elongation, third out-breath being a bit more elongated to really activate the vagus nerve. That's what it does.
Oh, right? Okay. But, and for people listening, the vagus nerve is what innervates, you know, innervates your chest cavity, your diaphragm. It's actually literally what the nerve that helps you breathe. So
you rest and relax as well. Rest, right. Relax, recover, right. Heal, deep sleep, all those things. So yeah. What we'll do, Alison, if we may, a little bit different maybe to different other podcasts that you might have done, but we'll do this for a minute.
Okay.
Together with the eyes closed.
Okay. All right.
And then I'm going to ask you a few questions because by then you will start to feel what actually happens. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So 3, 2, 1, and go.
Hey, I think I got that right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Mouth open a bit more and relax. Just being so gentle with it. Very smooth.
Okay. Got it. I think.
We'll do it for a minute together. How's that?
Okay.
I'll time it. 3, 2, 1, and let's go for 1 minute.
So just in case for people listening, what we're actually doing is we're practicing this method. So if you're listening and you want to try this on your own, then you can try some really quick sniffing like we just did, and then 3 really quick exhales, almost like back to back.
Correct. Yeah.
Right.
So let's carry on to the next
one. Minute, right?
Correct. Yeah. We've got another half minute to go. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in 2 varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled cellevate.com, which is cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the AllisonK2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Keep your eyes closed, Allison. Just you can stop there. Just relax for a moment. Just feel what's happening within. Just relax. And keeping your eyes closed, Allison. Tell me what you notice and how you feel.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What was that?
Tell me what you notice and how you feel with your eyes still closed. Tell me what you notice and how you feel.
I mean, I feel pretty relaxed. I don't know that I really notice any one thing in particular. Why don't you tell us what you, for people listening, trying this, why don't you give us some questions or some things for them to think about?
Sure, absolutely. First of all, do you feel any lightness around the head and in the brain, any kind of gentle sensations?
Probably not. But then again, I mean, I always feel a little bit lighter when I'm more intentional about my breathing. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Okay.
Did you feel your heart rate slow down a little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah. You feel the sort of mental chatter, we call it the monkey mind. You notice that slow down a little bit?
It definitely slows down.
There you go. That's where this method is helping a lot of people with ADHD who can't calm that mental chatter.
Oh, that's great. And for people who struggle with the insomnia, right? Like we were talking about earlier.
Correct. Okay. Correct. I'll just ask you a couple of quick questions and we'll get to the insomnia.
Okay.
You said you feel a 7, I think, out of 10, or 7 or 8, I think, out of 10?
Yeah, probably.
What do you feel now?
About the same still.
Okay, no worries. And do you feel any kind of expansion of mind beyond the body, like a kind of any kind of growing awareness, anything like that?
Not really, but honestly, since we're recording this and we have people listening, I'm probably not going to tell you everything that you need to know. My biggest, I guess what I'm trying to say is that for the people listening, I want them to be able to have an experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And probably this is the first time you've done something like this, right?
Well, I've done breathing exercises before, so let me ask you, like, why don't you tell us what some of the like, you've already asked me some of the questions. What other questions for people listening would you suggest would be helpful after practicing this for a minute, which is what we did?
Absolutely. So what people will notice, you can ask yourself, how has your heart rate slowed down a bit?
Okay.
Has your mental chatter decreased?
Okay.
So the anxiety and stress that
like just calming in the mind, in other words.
All the mental chatter, yeah.
Okay, got it.
The monkey. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, what we find when you do this for a minute continuously, the brain starts to secrete hormones, which are endorphins, serotonin, dopamine, which are feel good, happy hormones.
Totally.
Yeah. Anandamide is something that most people have not heard of. Have you heard of anandamide?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Anandamide, it comes from the Sanskrit word bliss.
Okay.
And all human beings have a bliss molecule in their brain.
Okay.
But they never learn how to activate it during the course of their lives.
Oh, okay. So really what you're suggesting is by engaging with this breathing practice, you're able to actually do that, which will allow you to have a much deeper experience, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Okay.
And I can see where this would be helpful to help people relax at the end of the day and to, you know, hopefully help them sleep better.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So as well as activating the vagus nerve, people do this for 30 to 60 to 90 seconds before bed.
Oh, and cool. Okay.
They just fall asleep and they just don't realize how easy it is without med.
Well, I think you bring up some really good points because I know I'm guilty of this. At the end of the day, my mind just wants to like race a little bit with what I got done, what needs to be done tomorrow. You know, I just think as human beings, we're prone to do that. So I just think this is really helpful because it's just a very light, easy something that you could just practice doing and you can make it your own, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, cool. What's your best piece of advice then for people listening who maybe struggle with this? Maybe they think, you know, I've tried that before. It just won't work for me. What do you say to that?
I would say it's good to be taught this method like properly.
Okay.
Because you need to do it in a very, you know, thorough way. It's very simple. It's very easy. It's elegant.
Yeah.
But you need to know how to do it like properly.
Yeah.
Once you know how to do it properly, you will secrete those brain hormones every single time.
Okay.
Really important that we get that replicable results every single time.
Yeah.
But don't rush it. Everyone can give themselves 3 to 5 minutes a day.
No yeah. doubt. Okay. I think that's doable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Cool. Awesome. How can people connect with you? I know you have a product. Tell us a little bit about that quickly before we run out of time.
Sure. No worries. So they can go to keepfitkingdom.com. And on there, they'll see the 3-3 insomnia hack. And when they click that, they'll get access to a whole bunch of testimonials from the NHS, Oracle, Novartis, Philips, and all these great companies who have used the method. And they're very surprised about it.
Right.
They could buy a product. There's a program on there. They can ask us questions via email, WhatsApp, and we're happy to help them with their specific challenge.
Okay. And they'll find all of that at your website, keepfitkingdom.com. Right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks so much for making time to share this with me today. This was really fun and educational. So I appreciate it.
I'm glad. Thank you so much for the great
question. Yeah, of course. So folks out there listening, look, truly, today, a lot of people struggle with being able to sleep, being able to fall asleep, being able to relax, being able to just, you know, sort of just unwind a little bit. I feel like people everywhere are just kind of on a heightened state of alert. And maybe what we talked about today can be helpful for you and helping you weave this into your routine. I mean, I think honestly, 3 to 5 minutes, I think is pretty manageable to start for just about anybody. So if you're able to try this and you get some results from it, please feel free to reach out to us. Let us know. We will be happy to shout out to Raj at keepfitkingdom.com. And on that note, if what we talked about today was helpful for you and you would like to share this with someone that you know that you think could benefit from it, please just simply copy the link to this episode and share it with whomever, or you can come to my website, www.theallisonk.com, and just hit the connect button where it's in the upper right-hand corner, and just write to us and tell us where you want this to go, and we'll be happy to take care of it for you. Thanks for always listening and following and being big supporters of us, but I have all of you to thank for that because we've grown an amazing audience. I love hearing from you guys every week. Please feel free to reach out to me anytime. You know, my DMs are always open. You can write to me on my website or you can find me on any of my socials. We just love hearing from you. So that's what I got for you this week on the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You're one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.